Welcome back to The Takeaway. This is Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry today. As we and the rest of the country digest this complex and tragic set of events of the last 72 hours, the killing of two black men, one in Minnesota, one in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the protests of those events in Dallas marred, horribly marred by the apparently organized killing of five police officers, seven more wounded. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, who are campaigning for president, have both canceled their campaign events for today. Just one example of the impact that all of this horrible tragedy is having on the country and on the national conversation, which has become increasingly now convoluted and complex. Michael Eric Dyson is with me now. He's an academic. He's a best-selling author, professor of sociology at Georgetown. His latest book is The Black President. Michael Eric Dyson, welcome to The Takeaway.
Well, thank you for having me.
And thanks for being here. The events of the last 72 hours that I just described, how are you viewing this moment right now?
Well, this is America in a nutshell. We have extraordinarily competing visions of who we are as a nation. We have unfocused anger and rage against the problems that confront us. And we need political figures to clarify and not muddy the waters. So on the one hand, we have black people who have a righteous outrage against being targeted viciously by certain police people who seem not to be able to distinguish the fact of our being black from the fact that we may be likely to be suspicious, or that the kind of panic that is associated with us leads often to our deaths, even when we do the thing that police ask us to do. Hands up, let me tell you what I'm doing, I'm very calm, and still get shot. So there's a righteous indignation about what happens on that side. On the other hand, we don't want any police person to be targeted for being a police person, to be a victim of the kind of hatred and lone wolf terror that this police department in Dallas was subject to as well. And we need the police to not feel that, see, this is what we tell you. We are being subject to this every day, because black people have a legitimate claim and right, as with brown people and others, to say we want the police department to protect us, to help us, not to terrorize us, not to viciously and calculatedly target us with its venom. And at the same time, they have the right as police people not to be, to expect not to be viciously calculatedly targeted by forces that want to undermine them. The only way forward is to acknowledge the hostilities, the conflicts, the hurt and pain, and figure out a way to both acknowledge the right of citizens to be protected and served by police departments, and for those police departments to be able to carry out their duties without being viciously targeted by snipers on a building.
Right. Michael Eric Dyson, this is the very issue that I talked earlier in the show about with Carol Anderson, professor from Emory University. And we talked about how risky and unfortunate, well, really, really risky it is now to have this conversation about black men in particular dying at the hands of police, which is an ongoing conversation, unfortunately, in this country, now tied in with the idea that, oh, hey, police officers get killed too. Those are both critically important issues, but having them at the same time seems to me a very risky and potentially unproductive conversation.
Yeah, it is. Because one, if it's reactionary, as opposed to visionary, it becomes a problem because, you know, even before this horrendous event in Dallas last night, the president, of course, was clear to make the point, look, you know, Black Lives Matter doesn't mean that blue lives don't matter, that police people deserve to go home at the end of the day. They do. But the conflation of those two means that what we do is set up ourselves to have a conversation that's a zero-sum game. The degree to which the gains are experienced by police are seen as taking away from the gains for African-American and Latino people, or the perception that the legitimate complaints of black and Latino people somehow comes at the expense of acknowledging the need for these police to be protected and to do their jobs. To conflate those two to begin with is the problem. American citizens who are unarmed in this society, or even if they have the right to bear arms, must be served and protected by a police force that doesn't target them. At the same time, police forces that are meant to uphold the law should uphold the law. And the burden is a greater burden on police people than American citizens. Why? Because they have a badge and a gun. They are the if you will, the representatives of the state. They are hired as such. And as a result of that, we must not tyrannize the citizenry in the name of protecting the legitimate sphere of influence that police must exercise themselves in. At the same time, as American citizens, of course, we are a law-abiding nation that must be subject to rules and restrictions in order for parity, in order for comity, in order for justice to prevail. But to have those conversations without understanding that the president should speak up boldly and articulately, political figures, mayors, police chiefs, and the like, should speak up boldly and articulately and not just, you know, have a sense of wound and complaint about the fact that police people are not being treated fairly. Of course we want to treat them fairly, but that must not be the response to black people who say, we just don't want to be killed every day by police people who don't seem to do this to other populations and other groups of people. It is a very dangerous conversation to have, but it's a necessary conversation to have if we are indeed courageous enough to embrace both the need and mandate for racial justice on the one hand and for the protection of our law-abiding citizens as well as those police people who are charged with protecting us.
The country is now facing an increasingly complex debate, one that it was already having, certainly the deaths of black people, people of color, and confrontations with police. We've seen the events, of course, in Minnesota and in Baton Rouge, two of many events that have been documented, and of course the killings of police officers in Dallas last night and the wounding of seven others. Michael Eric Dyson, academic, best-selling author, professor of sociology at Georgetown, I appreciate you joining us here at the end of the show to help us put this in some very, very difficult context. Michael Eric Dyson, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.